ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम श्लोकम 59, विदाउट सेइंग ईच वर्ड इंडिविजुअली। Vedha svango jita krishno,
Vedha svango jita krishno,
Dridha sankarsano chutaha,
Dridha sankarsano chutaha,
Varuno varuno vriksha,
Varuno varuno vriksha,
Pushkaraksha Pushkaraksho Mahamanaha,
Pushkaraksho Mahamanaha,
Vedha Svango Jita Krishno,
Vedha Svango Jita Krishno,
Dridha Sankarsano Chutaha,
Dridha Sankarsano Chutaha,
Varuno Varuno Vriksha, Pushkaraksho Mahamanaha,
Pushkaraksho Mahamanaha.
Name 558, Varuna. It's a well-known name, but it's not well-known as the name of Vishnu. It's well-known as a name of one of the demigods, particularly the demigod who is in charge of the oceans and the waters therein. However, it's also a name of Vishnu. In fact, all the names of demigods are originally names of Vishnu, and they become names like Varuna become more associated with the demigod because that be names like Varuna, Indra, Agni, Chandra, because they're the primary names of that demigod. Whereas for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're not primary names. That we don't hear the gopis calling out to Krishna, "Hey Varuna." We don't find. Now the meaning of this is he who envelops. You all know what that means, envelop. You know what an envelope is? It's more commonly called in Indian English a cover. Not in English or American English. In Indian English it's called a cover. But the two words have the same meaning actually too, because to envelop is to cover something. This word is being used here by the translator. The word envelop, it's not used much in English. The word cover is used as a verb much more. The only general usage of it, you know, is as a almost a cliche, enveloped in darkness, it's covered with darkness. You can't see anything. So the word means to cover. So he covers everything. He's everything is surrounded by him. We can be on a hill, on the top of a hill. We feel that I'm in completely open space. We can see for miles around, but we're enveloped by the air. There's something. It's not that it's all a vacuum around us. And the air is surrounded by Krishna. Krishna's everywhere, so we're always surrounded by Krishna. So this is the meaning given here. Another meaning, well, you've all heard of Aruna, which means the morning sun. So Varuna means the evening sun. Something I learned by reading this commentary. So the example is given that just like the sun withdraws his heat and light at the end of the day, so the Supreme Lord withdraws all his energies by which the material world is going on. He withdraws that at the time of the cosmic dissolution. So the suggestion is there that because he's the setting sun in the evening, the Lord Varuna is the Lord of the waters. He is also Krishna is the Lord of the waters. Varuna is in a secondary role. But from our perspective, it seems to be the primary role. Just like, who's the Prime Minister of India? Who can say? Krishna. You weren't expecting that answer, were you? Narendra Modi is in a secondary role. The real ruler of India is Krishna. He's the ruler of everything, but we're in this material world. And we don't see Krishna. And if we say, well, the ruler of India is Narendra Modi and the ruler of... If we say the ruler of India is Krishna and the ruler of America is Krishna and the ruler of San Marino is Krishna and the ruler of Pakistan is Nawaz Sharif. No, you just got thrown out. It's Krishna. It's Krishna, but it becomes confusing. Actually, it'd be a very good idea to just have one king for the whole world, who's the representative of Krishna. But instead, even then, you'd have to have local governors, because one person can't control everything, just like an emperor. In this material world, as an emperor, but he has a big empire, but he's not really in control of everything going on under him. Even the guru may have so many disciples, and it's not that he's in control of all of them. They may be scattered here and there. So, for the sake of local administration and governance, there are local rulers. So therefore we think of Varuna as being the Lord of the waters. Ultimately, it's Krishna. But Varuna takes that role as the representative of Krishna. So we should pray to Krishna that the sun of your light not set in our heart. Krishna, Surya Sama, Maya, Hoy, Andhaka, Jaha Krishna, Taha Nahi, Mayar Atika. Very clear example. Krishna is just like the sun. Maya is just like the darkness. If there is the light of Krishna, where there's Krishna, then there's no darkness. There's no Maya. We can all experience. If we're Krishna conscious, then we're not in Maya. If we're in Maya, we're not in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we're in a sandhya kind of, even the setting sun. It's neither sunrise, it's neither fully bright nor fully dark. So we should pray to stay in the light of Krishna consciousness. The next name is Varuna, which sounds similar to Varuna. Varuna. It's a common way to form names. Just like, for instance, a common way to form names, if the first syllable in his name is A, then it's common to make the name of the son to have the same name but with the first syllable as A. For instance, Vyasadeva is also called Parashara, because his father's name is Parashu, for instance. So it means the son of Varuna, and some other quite different meanings. He who is with those... Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to look at the other sheet. Should get back to... I'd have to say what Baladev Vidyabhushan says. Oh, that's an important meaning, which has got... doesn't touch the other meanings, that he may be attained only by those whom he chooses. So we may do our sadhana, pray to Krishna, but ultimately it's up to him whether we get... It's not guaranteed that if you chant your rounds, you follow everything. Well, in one sense, it's guaranteed, because we know that Krishna is very kind. But but it's not that he is obliged to accept us. We should always remember that we cannot attain Krishna by our own effort. We should make the effort. Krishna wants us to make that effort to become Krishna conscious. But ultimately, it's up to him. But then it's not up to him, because he is obliged to his devotees. So that's our method. If we want to attain Krishna, Krishna prapti hoi jaha hoite. We sing every day. Sri Guru Charana Padma. Krishna prapti, attainment of Krishna, is possible via him, by the Guru. So Krishna may choose those who he likes to take. But to a large extent, he delegates that service to his pure devotees. Okay. Then, back to Varuna. Now, just that discussion of how Krishna only accepts those who he chooses. But Varuna has an almost different meaning, that he does remain with those who seek him as their master, those who want him to be their master. He is with them, those who want to love him, those who want to give themselves to him, he will be with them. So he has the independence to choose who will come to him. But at the same time, his very strong tendency is to want to help and protect and remain with his devotees. So we can have that faith. It's not that we're doing Krishna consciousness and then Krishna will say no. It may be we hear so many love stories of a man who seeks the love of a woman, but she's no, she's not interested. And they become disappointed. But Krishna's not so unkind. He's independent, but he wants our love. So even though by nature he's independent, he becomes obliged by the love of those who genuinely want to love him. Then, one who seeks him as his master. Oh, something just came to my mind. That in my paternal grandparents' house, on the stairway, going up the stairs, the stairway turns, so there's a big wall there. There's a very big picture of Jesus in black and white. It was more like brown and white. It was faded. And there was a picture of him and saying, "Seek and thou shalt find." just came in my mind. I couldn't have thought, maybe we didn't think about that for so many years. So some deep memory deep in my heart there. Seek and thou shalt find. So if we seek after Krishna, then by his grace we can find him. Everyone is looking for Krishna. Who said that? George Harrison. It's in the Krishna book. Some know it and some don't know it. So the people... Did this Chandrasekhar... What was his name? Naya was the previous chief minister? Chandrababu Naidu. He had some crazy plan to make a Formula One racing course in Hyderabad. Did he ever do that? He didn't do it. It was going to cost multiple crores of rupees. So the people there, they're going their car. You know this, they go in their cars 200 kilometers an hour racing each other. Why are they doing that? They're looking for Krishna. The ants are running around. Here there are so many ants running all over the place. They're looking for Krishna. But they don't know it. Even if you say to the ant, chant Hare Krishna. He can't chant Hare Krishna. He doesn't have the physical apparatus to be able to say the name. Nor can he understand. He may hear some sound, but he can't register that. So in the human form of life, one should consciously seek after Krishna. It's only a very few who do that. When we come to Vedanta, then atato brahma jignyasa, after we've been through so many species of life, so many lower forms of human life, Bodh, Shabara, Pulinda, then we can come to the civilized form of life, which civilized mode of human life, which means Varnashram society. And then very, very few, they'll come to the point of inquiring into the nature of ultimate reality. But even those, they may not recognize that ultimate reality is Krishna. So those who seek after him are very fortunate. And he will be with them. Actually, he's with everyone. He's with everyone, in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani maya. The Supreme Lord is within the area of the heart of all living beings. Who they're on a machine, the body, whether it's an ant body or an elephant body or a human body, it's like a machine. He's with them. But he particularly looks after his devotees, particularly helps them to come to him. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Those who seek him seriously, sincerely, he gives them the intelligence by which they can come to him. So he's actively present. And devotees can see the hand of Krishna in their life. So many devotees we find, if we ask them, how did they come to Krishna consciousness? Of course, some of them are fortunate enough to be born into Vaishnava families or taken to the Gurukul at a young age. There are many others who were far, far away from Krishna, especially in the Western countries. How did they come to Krishna? And you can see Krishna's hand and making difficulties for them. So they lose their enthusiasm for trying to be happy in this material world, because everything they try to do, it just makes things worse. And so they become desperate, and then their search for God begins. And then maybe so many things. But there was a case of one devotee in the Western world. He was walking on the street, and it had been raining, so the pavement, Here there's no such thing as a pavement. The pavement was wet, and a piece of paper which stuck on his shoe. So he saw a little bit of paper was stuck on his shoe. So he bent down to take it off, and just as he took it off, he saw there was some writing on that. It said, "Back to Godhead." He thought, what is that? That's a strange thing. What does it mean? And then he read a dirty piece of paper. He read, there's little writing there. There was about one paragraph of writing. And he read it, and he thought, "Wow, that's something amazing. I never heard anything like that before." He didn't know what it was. So anyway, he washed that piece of paper, dried it, and kept it in his wallet. And from time to time, he would look at it. He had no idea what is back to Godhead or any such thing. Until some months later, someone approached him on the street and gave him, "Please take the magazine." "Please take it." He said, "It's Back to Godhead magazine." He took a magazine, he read it, and he became a devotee. So that's the hand of Krishna. Krishna, if we have any inclination, even from a previous life, then Krishna will seek us. So, and if we seriously seek him, he will help us in so many ways. Then this Varuna means the son of Varuna. So the sons of Varuna, Varuna are Vashishta and Agastya. So they're both considered Vishnu Angsha, or maybe not Angsha exactly, but because they're powerful rishis. So they're representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He who removes the adversities of his devotees. He says that in Bhagavad Gita, he removes the adversities of his devotees. Can anyone think of the verse? Krishna removes the adversities of his devotees. Tatenu kampam. No, that means the adversities go on. You have to tolerate them. That's from Bhagavatam. Can anyone think of a verse? Krishna removes the adversities of his devotees. Well, here's one. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshay yashami ma shucha. Anyone ever heard that verse before? What does it mean? One who gives up fully all what goes on in the name of dharma and fully takes shelter only, exclusively in Krishna. Krishna says, "I will take away all their sinful reactions. I will liberate them from that. Do not fear." So Krishna takes away the adversities of his devotees. And that verse you also quoted, you gave the first few words. Tatenu kampansu samikshama no punjana evatma kitam vipakam hrid vagvapu bivididhandamasti jivita yo mukti padesa daya bhak. That Brahma, he says to Krishna, that one who accepts all the difficulties in life as your mercy. And that doesn't sound like being freed from adversity. You know, Brahma said, they just tolerate them. That's not the same as being free from adversity. You tolerate all the adversities, thinking that anyway it's all the result of my sinful reactions. But despite all these adversities, let me go on serving Krishna with my mind, words and body. Then for such a person, going back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, is practically guaranteed, becomes practically his birthright. So if we tolerate adversities here in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will remove all adversities forever and we will go to him in the spiritual world, if he chooses this. Because that's one of the meanings of Varuna. So Varuna, he removes all adversities. So many times we hear in Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, Krishna and the gopis are dancing vigorously for a long time. The gopis become very tired and Krishna simply wipes perspiration from their forehead and at the same time takes away all their fatigue. So just as Krishna can, just by wiping the forehead of a gopi, can remove all her fatigue, so simply by Krishna's wish, all the adversities can be removed. And he does for his devotees, not for the non-devotees. We may say, well, the non-devotees, they also get liberated, but not vimukti. They may be vimukti manina. They may think that now I'm fully liberated, but they're not, because patanti adho, they fall down again. Why? Patantyato anadrita yushmadangra, because they do not worship Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, they have to fall down again. Baladev Vidyabhushan also gives the meaning that he remains near to his devotees. This name can also be interpreted in the opposite way, as Avaruna, which means who is never covered. To the non-devotee, so he's covered and he's not covered. Nahang prakarsha sarvasya yoga maya samavita mudho yang nabijana ti loko mama jamaveyam. Krishna is always covered. He's not seen by the non-devotees. They can't see him or understand him in any way, despite him being so great. Pashanti kechit. What is that verse? You look that up. You can find that. Ulangita Srividasa. How does that begin? Pashanti kechit. You can see this verse from Yamunacharya's Stotra Ratnam. Pashanti kechit. How does that go? That some people see him, some people don't. What's the beginning of that? No, it's definitely there. Ulangita Trivida Sima Utashi Shai. Is it that verse? Pashanti kechid anishang twad ananya bhava ha. Those who have ananya bhava. Some people, not very many, but those who have that ananya bhava, they can see him. He cannot remain uncovered to them. Elangita trividha sima utashishai samatishai sambhavana tava parivradhima swabhava swabhavam maya balena bhavitapi nuguhyamanam pashanti kechid anishang twadananya bhavaha. So Krishna is beyond all human mental limits. We are limited by time, space, and thought, but Krishna is beyond that. Then what's the next line? Read the whole translation. I can't remember it. Oh my Lord, everything within this universe
is limited by time, space, and thought. Your characteristics,
however, being
unequal and unsurpassed,
are always transcendental to such limitations. So Krishna, we can't approach Krishna because we're limited by time, space, and thought, and Krishna is beyond those limitations. Then? Sometimes cover such characteristics by your own energy. In other words, Krishna may appear in this world and appear to be like an ordinary person, but
nevertheless, your unalloyed devotees,
Twadananya Bhavaha,
are
always able to see you under all circumstances. So Krishna, he's covered to the non-devotees, but he's uncovered to his own devotees. And there are some pastimes like that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has described, how Krishna, he wanted to see Radha, but she's at home and he can't get to see her because Radha's in-laws, especially mother-in-law and sister-in-law, Kutila, Jatila, they're very much opposed to Krishna. They don't want Radha to be with Krishna. So Krishna dresses up as a young girl and comes in and wins the confidence of Kutila and Jatila. Then he's allowed to be alone with Radha and the gopis. And the gopis can understand this is Krishna. Radha still didn't understand. But they can understand. And there are so many pastimes like that. As he likes. He can do as he likes. The next name is Vriksha. Vriksha, which means tree, is the common understanding of the name Vriksha. So, two prominent characteristics of trees are that they provide shelter and they're firm, like the name Dridha was there before. Firm, very strong. And there are other characteristics. Not all trees. Well, actually, all trees give fruit, but some is used nice for humans and some isn't. So, Krishna gives the fruit of our activities. If we act piously, we get sweet fruit. If we act impiously, we get bitter fruit, or we may even get poisonous fruit. So the tree is much glorified by Krishna himself. Etavaj janma sa falyang dehi nami hadi hishu pranayar artar dhyava cha shreya acharanam sada. Krishna in Vrindavan, wandering with Balaram and the cowherd boys, he was praising the trees. How they are the symbols of tolerance. People take all benefits from them. Shade and fruit and wood, they may come and cut the tree. Not only humans, but birds take shelter in the tree, insects. In every tree there'll be, we don't see, but if we examine, there'll be thousands of living beings. On the bark, inside the bark. Some birds, they're called woodpecker. They make a hole in the tree for themselves to live in. There's so many big birds, small birds. Some very big birds, they come, they can't really go inside the tree, but they go on the top of the tree. Some storks. So many living beings, they take shelter of the tree, who perform selfless service to others. The tree is the symbol of selfless service. simply gives. And if anyone comes even to chop them down, they don't protest. Yeah, even animals may live in the tree. Snakes, the animals may go in the trunk of the tree. Yeah. Even humans. There's a royal oak in England is famous because the King of England was once running away from enemies who were trying to kill him. I can't remember which king it was. And he hid in an oak tree. He found one tree, there's a hole, an oak tree, and he hid in there. And the army went running after him, and they went past, and he survived at that time. I think later they killed him. But one of the kings of England was killed. Regicide. There's a word, regicide, which means to kill a king. It was considered very sinful. So, all kind of living beings, they can, of course, the squirrels, they famously take shelter in the tree. All kinds of plants also, like creepers and moss, they all take shelter of the tree. So the tree is simply serving others and doesn't complain. Very tolerant of the heat, the cold, the wind. Sometimes may go a long time without water, no sustenance. So of course, we understand that living beings are quite sinful. They take birth in the bodies of trees because it's not a pleasant situation. But from another perspective, you could say they're forced into selfless service. So Krishna, I said this to us, Eta vaj janma safal yang dehinami hade hishu prana arthaya. Dhyavacha shaya acharanang sada. Just like the trees, one should selflessly serve others without. This is the perfection of life without expectation of reward. And Krishna says, with our life, with our wealth, with our intelligence, with our words, we should always act for the benefit of others, and for ourselves also. So Krishna, in this way, is like a tree, because he always acts for the benefit of others. People insult him, they neglect him, but still he provides the necessities for our existence. We want to forget him, he gives us the intelligence by which we can forget him. Matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha. He's most tolerant. At the same time, he's most generous and extends himself to all living beings. So in this way, Krishna, one of his name, is Vriksha. Let's see how else they... Especially, he gives shelter to those who come to his shelter. You can't take shelter of a tree without coming close to the tree. So in the same way, if we want to take shelter of Krishna, we have to come. We can't expect Krishna's shelter unless we place ourselves in his shelter. In one sense, he shelters all living beings, but in another sense, if we want to be sheltered by him, we have to make the decision to come close to him and into his shelter. If we're sitting 50 meters away from the circumference of the tree, then we won't get the shade of the tree. We have to actually come under. So to come under the shelter of Krishna means to come under the shelter of his devotees and follow the process of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting about Krishna. Then we come into his shelter. So Krishna shelters all, but at the same time, those who come close to him, in the previous name, Varuna, he especially extends himself to those who are close to him. So in that way, Krishna, he gives special shelter to those who want to be sheltered by him. In the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, it's described that he's described as a tree. Also comes in Mahanarayana Upanishad. Vriksha eva stabdo divi tishtatyeka. He's like the one tree, unmoving and firm, that resides in the divi. Divi generally means the heavenly worlds, but above. Also, the firmness of a tree. We have the example given, or the analogy given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that bhakti is like a lata, which grows from this world and goes up to the spiritual world. So lata, a creeper, requires a strong support. Generally the creepers grow up the tree, so Krishna is that strong tree by which we can hold on to as we go up and up and up all the way to the spiritual world. And reaching the spiritual world, we take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. There are various Shruti Vakyas from the Vedas where the term Vriksha is used to refer to a tree, to the sun, to a woman, to Prakriti, material nature, and to the Supreme Lord as Paramatma. So there are so many names. If one had the knowledge and intelligence and inspiration, one could go on for hours and days just on one name. Vriksha can also mean that which tears apart or separates, to cut or to tear. So this meaning has come with several names previously, such as Vedha. Actually, I don't think I gave that meaning there. But that also means breaking through, piercing, keeping separate. scientists have the idea that everything's separate because there was originally a big bang and everything is expanding, but why doesn't everything just merge into one, all matter? Krishna keeps everything apart. The principle of separation is there. And Krishna keeps everything in its own particular form. The mountain has a particular form, the river has a particular form, the various bodies of living beings have particular forms. So that separateness is maintained by Krishna, who expands the world in its great variety. So if we're very intelligent, we can get all benefits from a tree. We can get shade, shelter. We can get shade and shelter from Krishna. We can get fruit, prema phal, the fruit of love of Krishna. We can get all desired things from Krishna. But we have to remain in that, we have to be alert to remain in the shade, because with the moving of the sun, the shade will change. So in this material world, we have to be always alert to remain in that shelter. Material circumstances are always changing. The Krishna's shelter doesn't change. But how exactly we access it, we have to live our life in such a way that we can always remain hearing and chanting about Krishna. associating with devotees. Material world will change. Krishna doesn't change, but we may have to make some changes in our life so that we can always remain in Krishna consciousness. About the trees. Yeah, I've got the verses, but I didn't state them. Krishna praises Vraja's trees. Ahoe shangvarang janma sarvapranyupajivanam sujanasyeva yeshangvai vimukha yanti nartinaha. Krishna speaking to Balaram and all the other cowherd boys about the trees of Vraja. Just see how these trees are maintaining living every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of great personalities, for anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. Patra, pushpa, pala, chaya, mula, valkala, darubihi, gandha, niryasa, bhasmasti, tokmai, kaman, vitandate. So all, these are all the things that the trees give. Patra is leaf, pushpa is flower, pushpa is flower, then phala means the fruit, chaya, shade, you all know these words. Mula means root, so sometimes you can take the roots of trees as some kind of food or medicine. Valkala, does anyone know what that means? The bark, that's correct, yeah. Sometimes people take the bark for dressing with. The rishis, just like Ram when he went in the forest, they had to dress in the back. Daru, darubhi. What does that mean? Country liquor? No. Daru means wood. It's another word for wood. Just like Jagannath, he's called Daru Brahma, the supreme in the wooden form. Gandha, you can get nice fragrance. Niryasa. Niryasa means ras, so the sap. And bhasma means ashes. Tokma. Oh, sorry, bhasma, asti. Here means the pulp, and tokma means the shoots. So there are so many different things that they give. And then Krishna says, Etavaj janma safalyam dehina mihadehishu pranarartardi avacha shreya acharanam sada. Giving the example of the trees, everyone should try to act for the benefit of others. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a completely different meaning. He, Narayana, accepted the goddess Bhumi as his wife. Hare Krishna. Any question about this? Yeah, ask. Aruna, yeah, that's also one of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam, as far as I remember. Do you remember that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. Yeah, we did that recently, didn't we? Aruna. Rising sun. And actually, every name can be for Krishna. Even Ravana. Ravana makes, who makes everyone cry. So, in one, everyone, all the demons, they all cry because of Krishna. Hiranyaksha, demon, golden eyes, name for Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, gold and bedding, yes. So, actually, one of Krishna's more better known names is Hayagriva, Hayagriva avatar, who has the horse head. That's also the name of one demon you'll find in Bhagavatam. I gave a whole lecture about this years ago in Ahmedabad, about demons' names that can be for Krishna also. Yeah, then? Krishna as? Krishna removing obstacles, yeah? The obstacle of ignorance is removed by Krishna by giving knowledge. Tesham aham samudharta mrityu sangsasa sagarat bhavami. What is that? Nachirat parta. What's the last line? I quickly deliver from the cycle of birth and death. Mayavesha, is it? That those who always think of me, I quickly raise them up from the ocean of birth and death. It's good yoga. I can't do that. When you're young, you can do that. Can older people do that? They can bend down with their head down. That's also a name of Krishna, Yogi. That will come. Didn't do that. Didn't come to that yet. Yes, please.
Generally, birds, Vriksha, Buddha, and Krishna are all given with you.
Why with you? Oh, it's written there with you. It's written in English. That's the, well, in many places in India, they don't say Vriksha, they'll say Vruksha or Krishna. Many places, in Gujarat, in Orissa, in Telugu people also, yeah, they also say like that. Not in Tamil. No. So I guess whoever made this commentary or put all these things together, presumably they were Telugu, they wrote like that. That's all. Maybe some other parts of India also. And it's also disputed. What's the correct? Is it ri or ru? Some people say it should be ru. There's no who. What are you going to say? Millions of people say ri and millions of people say ru. And mostly now people just don't pronounce it at all. They'll say Nrsimha instead of Nrsimha or Nrsimha. What about in Kannada? Vriksha. No, it's rit. So there you go. Marathi? Vriksha. What's that? Krishna pervades everywhere. How can we see him? Well, there are many answers to that question. Anyone like to offer? How can we see Krishna who's all pervading? He's everywhere, but we don't see him. How can we see him? Give a shloka, come on. Rasoham apsukonteya prabhashmi shashi suryayoho pranava sarva vedeshu shabda ke paurashang nrishu. Or nrushu, as you like it, or nusu. So we can't see Krishna, but we can see the light of the sun and the moon. We can hear the sound in the ether. We can taste. The taste of the water. So in this way we can see Krishna. Any other? There's so many verses. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajam. You have to get some ointment for the eyes. Prem. Rub that on the eyes. Then we can see Krishna. Then in this line, Rasoham Apsukonte, there's so many verses in Gita and Uddhava Gita and elsewhere. Yeah. So many like that. Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi. I am the intelligence of the intelligent. It's difficult to find in Kali Yuga. You have to go to another yuga to find some intelligent people. Krishna, we can see Krishna as the deity. He makes himself available. That we can see even with our material eyes. As his devotee, yeah. So many ways we can see. There's one very important way, no one said yet. That's exactly correct. That's what I was thinking of. Chant the holy names. That says, seeing by hearing. Shuti-kshita-pata. Seeing by hearing. Another way is Krishna manifests himself in the form of Krishna Prasada, which comes in the form of flowers, which comes in the form of his clothing, which comes in the form of his scent offered to him. So we can now distribute some prasad. There's that verse Uddhava says, Tad, what is it? Oh. Tvayopa bhukta sragandha basalankara charchita uchishta bhojana uchishta. Oh. How is that? Tvayopa bhukta sragandha basalankara charchita uchishta bhojanam. What is it? Tvayopa bhukta. Put that in. Tava maya jayemahi. Vichishta bhojana chaiva. By taking the prasad, the remnants offered to you, we will conquer over maya. And he gives examples. The things that you have enjoyed, he's speaking to Krishna. Tvayopa bhukta. The garland. The scent. The clothing, the ornaments, and the food. These are examples of things offered to Krishna, which devotees, they take as Krishna's mercy, his remnants, prasadam, and by doing so, they can conquer over your maya, Krishna's maya. Anyway, I got it now. I said it. Maybe the third line's a little bit wrong. So, prasad then?